So we are continuing our shiurim in Inyanei Mikvos. I'm sorry that we have not had the opportunity to learn the last couple of weeks when I was in America, but I'm very excited about the opportunity to be able to learn together. We're speaking about mikvos. We are, Be'ezra Hashem, going to have a couple more shiurim about basics of mikvos, and then we'll try to shift to make sure that in the last like month or so we can speak about the construction of mikvos and what we do to actually bizman hazeh with mikvos. And at some point we'll vote and clarify what we're going to do kaitzman, because, you know, it's always exciting to mention the word kaitzman in the middle of a long chorizman. So as follows, we're speaking about a psul in regards to mikvah that we have not yet spoken about. The psul that we're speaking about is a psul of shinui mara. That's a psul which is mentioned in the Mishnah Mikvos. It's also mentioned at the beginning in the first parak of Maseches Makos, which is why many people are sometimes familiar with the psul of shinui mara. It's in the Torah's Kohanim. The psul is that there are certain situations, we'll clarify when. We all know that mikvah has to come from water, has to be water. But what if that water gets discolored? What if that water has something else that goes into it? So even though maybe the mikvah should be okay, but the color of the water has now changed, called shinui mara, that certain kinds of changes of the water can really make it that it's going to be problematic. That is the that's the Mishnah Mikvos. Nafal socho yayin umcha. So we say the shinui es mara pasal, that has the ability to pasal a mikvah. We're going to try to speak about, I guess, three or so discussions about shinui mara. The first is going to be if the psul itself is doraisa or derabanan. Second is going to be what is called shinui mara, what's not called shinui mara, what qualifies as a kind of change which is problematic, what is not considered problematic. And the third thing that we'll speak about is a little bit of the nature of the psul by way of comparing it to mayim she'uvin, something that we already know a good deal about. So is the psul doraisa or is the psul derabanan? The answer is that appears to be a machlokas harishonim. The Ravid, many note, a Ravid, some different gear station, but the Ravid, many point out, appears to hold, and say, Bala Nefes, the Ravid holds the Psul Dirabanan. Says the Ravid, why is it possible of Shinei Mara? It's a Gezerah Dirabanan, that if we're Makel with Shinei Mara, people will end up thinking it's okay to be Tovel in something which isn't even water. So if we have discolored water is okay, you'll end up, if water that looks like wine is okay, you'll end up being Tovel in wine, a very logical and fair Gezerah that the Ravid suggests is what's behind the problem of Shinoi Mara. However, there are a variety of Rishonim that maintain that the Psul of Shinoi Mara is actually a Psul d'oraisa. The Ritva and Yivamos and Pebezim and Bez implies like that, as does the Rashba. The Mabit in Kirya Sefer also writes that Psul of Shinoi Mara is a Psul d'oraisa. They point out that Taurus Kohanim even seems to quote it's a Psul. The Ravid Lechora learned it's more of an Asmachta. But in fact, it doesn't be machlokas. Is it doraisa or is it derabanan? What is a nafkamina if it is doraisa or derabanan? So in general, we all know the nafkamina is if it's a psul doraisa. So if there's a suffik of shinui mara, suffik doraisa luchumra. If it's a derabanan, we would say suffik derabanan lekula. The Minchas Yitzchak points out in Shuva, Zechel Gimel Simen Peitas. The Minchas Yitzchak points out that he quotes it from Divrei Chaim that because many rishonim hold, many based on Divrei Chaim, he suggests. Because even though the Ravid says it's the Psul Drabanan, the Maisa, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Mabit and Kirat Sefer all hold it the Psul Doraisa, and therefore we should say Safek Doraisa Lechumras is a very serious Psul, and one that we are going to be Machmir, one that we're going to be Machmir about. Michal Yitzchak says, I have another reason why you should be Machmir, even if it's a Psul Drabanan. He quotes a Machronim that point out, Even if it's a psul derabanan, we have to be machmir. How come? Because every person that goes into a mikvah is becheskas tameh. He has a chazaka that he's tameh. And because he has a chazaka that he's tameh, so since he has that chazaka, that we assume in generally, heichad is chazak yisura, afilu b'derabanan azlinan l'chumra. That even though in general we sometimes say safek derabanan l'kula, that's all else being equal. But if someone already has a chazaka that they are tameh, so then even there's a safek derabanan in the mikvah, we're going to be more machmir, because to be mowed to him from his safek, from his chazaka, we're more machmir to be really certain that it's all good, even derabanan. And therefore, said Minchas Yitzchak, lemaisa, we assume that there's a safek about shinui mara, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, Some poskim hold that we're machmir, but I think the mainstream approach that a suffik of shinimara, we are machmir, that it's deraisa. But I think there may be poskim that assume more like the Ravid, even lemaisa, that shinimara is only considered to be a psul derabanan, and therefore you would have certain kulas. That is the first ha'ara, the first point that we are noting. The second sugya, which comes up, which is very important, is trying to pin down a little bit what is considered to be shinui mara. What kind of change in the appearance of a mikvah is considered to be a problem, and what kind of a change is not considered to be a problem? Just to give an example, there are mikvahs you can walk in. I'm sorry, it's a little bit gross, but there are mikvahs that some of us may have been in more laid-back areas. Where, so if you grow up and like Erev Yom Kippur, you go to like the really fancy mikvah near your house, so that mikvah looks really beautiful, there's no shiloh shinimara. But if you grew up somewhere where like the whole chevra is like going to the mikvah, there's a lot of mikvah going on, and you're going right before like Shabbos, right before Yom Kippur, and you look at the mikvah and you say, are we sure that's water? So we got to figure out a little bit what exactly is considered to be shinimara. And there are a lot, thank you very much, there are a lot of different sfeikos that come up. There are a lot of different sfeikos that come up. As an example, what if there's chlorine in that color? Is that going to be a problem? What if, this can happen sometimes, the guy goes to the mikvah, they say take a shower beforehand. The guy takes a shower beforehand. But we know that sometimes, you know, depending on who you are, sometimes all the shampoo gets out and the shampoo doesn't get out. So the guy goes in the mikvah and suddenly you're like, I think there's a little shampoo in the mikvah right now. How'd that happen? Not really entirely sure the mechanics of that, but like, things happen, in at least in men's mikvahs. Things happen sometimes. I don't frequent mikvahs that much. But by that I mean really very, very rarely. But that's at least a... But what's called Shinui Mara, what's not called Shinui Mara, that's going to be a Shiloh. We're going to speak about two different questions. One is the following. There is a Mishnah Masechet Mikvos in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. That's really the Makar. And we're told the following. It's good. Hediach bosali zeisim vesali anavim. You have baskets that have been filled with zeisim, with olives, and with grapes. And you wash that basket off inside a mikvah, the shinu esmarav, and it changes the color of the mikvah, because the ma'aseh, that basket had lots of things in it. It's still kosher, that's not called shinu mara. But if nafal esocho yayin, if wine falls in a mikvah, the shinu esmarav, and it causes a problem, that's considered to be pasul. That has the ability to pasul it. The Rishonim wonder what exactly is the chiluk between Sali Zesim and Sali Anavim, that if you wash those baskets in the mikvah and it changes the color, that's pasul. But if I pour wine in, that's considered to be kosher. What exactly is the chiluk? So we look in the Mishnah Achrona, one of the Achronim there on that Mishnah, he suggests that in fact it may be a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ravid, what the pshat really is. The simplest pshat, this is how I think, at least I learned it, looking at the Bar Tanura, it's what I think you seem to have there also, which is the following question. In order for it to pasul, shinui mara, is not enough, say some Rishonim, it's not enough that the color changed, but it had to change by virtue of it having the actual substance in it. Mashasha has to be there. So wine is the item itself. If wine goes in a mikvah and changes the color, that's considered to be pasul. But if you have a basket, as an example, that when you put it in, or as a different, a similar kind of example, when you put it in, you don't have zeisim and anavim mamish that are really, you know, giving it over, or you don't have grape juice or oil going in mamish. You have some of the basket itself got colored little bits. When you put it in, some of the remnants get in. It's not it mamish. Like if you have colored water, if I have water colored purple, it's not the same thing as wine. Wine postles it. Colored water doesn't postle it. There are questions if you're wondering about the exact mitzvah to argue about a little bit, I think. What the cases of the zeisim and anavim in the baskets. Okay. But that's the simple distinction of some Rishonim. It's all about, is it just water which is colored, or an actual item which caused the problem. However, there are other Rishonim that argue, and there are other Rishonim, the Ravid is an example. The Mishnah Achrona quotes the Ravid as explaining like this. says, one second, I find it great. Yeah. Because of Bezil Zibisim arriving, ancient in Mariposa, Achis Aribo Guf Hamashke, Humishana Esmarim. Okay, I agree that it's possible if wine goes in. But, Im Sharas Bashimanim O Ochlam Vinishana Marif Kasher. The only time Shinim Mar's problems is arriving is if the. If it changed by virtue of a liquid. A problematic liquid, that can create Shinim Mar. But if I would put, as an example, real olives inside a mikvah, and therefore the water would change its color by virtue of the solid ochel which is there, that would not be considered a problem of shinui mara. So we have a machlokes harishonim, what's called shinui mara. Everyone agrees, if wine itself, if a colored liquid that's not water goes in a mikvah, everyone agrees that's going to possel it. The Ravid says, even if it changes color, as long as it's not coming from liquid, it's coming from ochel, that's considered to be fine. So you could put grapes in a mikvah, potentially. Maybe not the biggest deal. Other Rishonim say, it depends if it's colored water, the real substance of that original different color come in or not come in. Ish be mashasha or less be mashasha. He points it out in the name of the Rashba, he tries to be medayik, that as long as it just gives over a certain color, that does not possel it. That is machlokas number one in terms of what the color itself, what's considered to be a problematic color. Everyone agrees wine's a problem. Rashba, as long as it's not coming from ochel, as long as if it has to come from the mashka, if it comes from ochel, that's totally fine. For the Rashba, no. If you would put in grapes mamish in a mikvah, that would possel it. The difference is you just give over like colored water, or did it actually something substantive go in and give over that color? Something substantive came in, that's going to be a problem. That's one machlok with the Hagdara of Shinoi Mara. Yeah.
Can we say that there really is a difference? The only reason why the item...
The problem is the nafkamina is,
yeah.
If I put grapes in the mikvah, and that, therefore the mikvah becomes purple, is it pasul or not? For the Rashba, it is because you put a grape in the mikvah. For the Ravid, it's not because ochel can't create a problem. That's nafkamina. Yeah. That's my point about the Matthias a little bit. The Rashba seems to construct the Matthias. I don't know. It's not my area at all. And you can tell me scientifically, and I would tell you halakhically, not to define it that way. But the Rashba understands that in the case of the baskets that you put in, there are no longer any grapes or olives in those baskets. Like a basket where it's absorbed color from the grapes when you put them in, so some of that red comes out. Could you call that mamish? If it's not mamish, da 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 da. So that's a halachically al bidin. That's not called grapes or that. That's called remnants of it. It's called slavery. You know, that's how you define it. Green and olive, same thing. But the olive itself is a problem. Could the olive put mamish in the mikvah? That's the question. Second issue which comes up is a tshuva of Mishkos Yaakov. Mishkos Yaakov has a tshuva at the following case. Yaakov says, what happened? It's in Piskei Tshuva in source number 7 on the sheet. Yaakov says, you know, sometimes mikvahs, you want to have mikvahs that are hot. Cold mikvah, especially in Europe, isn't that simple at all. So sometimes, you want to make it very hot. So he says, sometimes, I don't know if I've ever seen this before, but I don't frequent mikvahs enough. Machmas rov ha-resichas. It's such a hot mikvah. Shemarsichan ha-mayim tamid b'chol yom. Mishtanin maris ha-mayim machmas ha-ashan va-or v'domin l'mechala. Sometimes the color itself can change a little bit by virtue of the water being heated up very intensely day in and day out. The color of the water itself can really change. So says the Mishkos Yaakov. Mr. Yaakov says, I think that's a problem of Yesh Bazeh Chashash Shinui Mara. I think maybe that's a problem of Shinui Mara. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Ula Nias Dait Yuhu Chumra Gedolav Lo Shemanu Zos Me Olam. I think you can be Doka the Rai Matri from Arsota, but that's a wild Chumra. Why is that a wild Chumra? So the simple one Pshat is as follows. If you go back to the Ravid, the Ravid said, that what's the psul of Shinei Mareh, it's a psul derabanan. Why is it a psul derabanan? Lest we confuse it with other mashkin. So say some of these achronim, well, that's true if it looks like you pour some, like, has some wine in it, I'll start thinking you could be tovel in wine itself. But no one's going to look at this mikvah, which is heated up and has this, like, other kind of color, and no one's going to confuse that with shar mashkin. No one's going to make that jump. Because we're arriving, who beizot was yantif, to mikvah to the medesi, to mikvah shal shar mashkin. Mikvah maim ksiv, v'zeh lo shayach b'nishtanu al yedei or. That's not considered to be a problem at all. That is more analogous to what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is if water, just stam, water's color changes on its own, not by virtue of something else, that's not called Shinei Mareh. Shinei Mareh is where it's something external also, which comes in. This is not called something external which comes in. So we saw the following thus far. There's a psul called Shinei Mareh, that if mikvah changes color, you put wine or something in it, that's considered to be a problem. We saw that a machlokas harishonim, that a psul d'oraisa or psul d'rabanan, nafkamina safek minchas yitzlak utachronim, that are machmir, maybe even if it's a psul d'rabanan, that we're going to be machmir. We saw number two, what is the definition of Shinei Mareh? What constitutes Shinei Mareh? So certainly pouring wine in does constitute Shinei Mareh. The shaila is going to be, why are the baskets that were used for grapes and baskets, that's what the din is. The Rashba says, as long as even if it comes from food, that's still okay. This can't come from the liquid proper. The Rashba may hold, the Mitzvah Chorin points out, it really depends on, did actual substance come in, or just the color was transferred, assuming again that you can be mechalik between those things. Then we talk about Mishkas Yaakov. I want to think a little bit about the nature of the psul. We're going to try to develop just one idea that can hopefully be a little bit relevant. We know we've learned enough about the different psulim to be aware of the fact that psulim could be problems in different things. By that I mean as follows. Certain things are problematic because there's a problem in its status as mayim. It's not really mayim. As an example, orange juice is problematic because it's not really mayim. You have to require mayim itself. The mayim can be problematic. That's one sodden mayim she'uvin. It's problematic water, mayim she'uvin. That's maybe why what hashaka has to do when you put the mikvahs next to each other, it has to transform the chetza into being better mayim. To din in the mayim. We saw that there's another kind of psul, which is potentially a psul in the b'niyas ha-mikvah, the construction of the mikvah. The construction of the mikvah. That could be a problem also. We saw, and maybe it's if you can get over the construction issue, you're really sort of fine. A third issue we saw is that sometimes something could be mayim, and it could have been built properly. But there is, for whatever reason, maybe a problem in that you can't be tovel in this. It has a mikvah status, but it's a psul in the tevila. It's a psul in the tevila. And maybe sometimes even it's a stomach because it's a kasav. But when we say a mikvah is problematic, the problem could emerge from different potential issues. The b'niyas ha-mikvah, the mayim, the maisa tevila, or maybe even stomach, because of different possibilities. So what's the problem of Shinei Mareh? What's the problem of Shinei Mareh? So there is, some of the Rishonim point out, the Ravid, just the quotes from Mishnayis, Mikvah, some of this, there are a variety of interesting chilukim between the psul of Shinei Mareh and the psul of Mayim She'uvin. Remember, Mayim She'uvin is drawn water from the faucet. You put it in. That passes. Put it in the bucket. You pour it in. That's Mayim She'uvin. That's pasul. There's also a psul called Shinei Mareh, but there are certain differences between them. Some of the differences are clearer. Some of the differences are actually going to point to a fundamental chiluk. One difference is, how much is a problem? For Mayim She'uvin, we saw that Gimel Lugin is the shear. Gimel Lugin of Mayim She'uvin passels it. How much liquid is a problem for Shinei Mareh? What's the answer going to be, says the Ravid? Whatever changes the color of the liquid. If it's a massive mikvah, so you'll need more liquid for it to be a problem. It's a smaller mikvah or barm sauce, even a little liquid. It's only defined by, does it change the color or not change the color? That's one chiluk. But there's two other chilukim. One of them where Shinei Mareh, we are more machmir by. One of them where Shinei Mareh, we are more mekel by. The first, which really misses the following. If you have a mikvah, which is kosher, with arba'im sa'a, kosher mikvah, So we learn that many of you started to point out from Chazal, it seems like you could add as much Mayim She'uvin as you want once you have Arba Imsa'a. Once you have Arba Imsa'a kosher mikvah, if you want to put more water in, you're allowed to put more water in as long as you have the Arba Imsa'a rainwater. We are Machmer by Shinei Mara. Even if I have Arba Imsa'a of water, wine in, and it looks like wine, that is going to be pasul. That is a chumrah. That is a chumrah of Shinei Mara, where we are more machmir. Shinei Mara also has a kula. So note the Rishonim. What is the kula? Mayim she'uvin is much harder to kasher. If I have a mikvah that has mayim she'uvin in it, I have to get much more creative to start kashering mayim she'uvin. What do I have to do? I have to have hashaka lining it up next to the mikvah. There's something called hamshaka. Remember, you pour it before the mikvah and then it goes in, either with the earthenware to prep the floors. And it's really the different ways that you are going to be able to kasher mayim she'uvin. How do you kasher in a case of Shinei Mara? So here's the interesting chiddush. If you have our bunsa of water, kosher mikvah water, and then it becomes a problem of Shinei Mara, becomes a problem, now it looks like wine, you know what you're allowed to do? Add as much mayim she'uvin as you want, and once the color goes away, it's all kosher. Shinei Mara is only a problem in the color. So just add in more mayim she'uvin. But mayim she'uvin in the mikvah is pasul. Well, not here, because here you already have our bar of water. So if I have our bar of water, but I put wine in it, now it's a problem of Shinei Mara, you can add as much as you want, so it is easier to kasher Shinei Mara. It is harder to kasher mayim she'uvin. But once I have our Bam Shah of Shinei Mara, of Mayim She'uvin, it's still kosher. Shinei Mara is considered to be a problem. We have those tilukim as far as how that goes. Why would that be? General clarity thus far. 1, 2, and 3. Why would that be? So there are achronim that have a yisod. There are different ways of saying it. There's a brisket rav and tzvachon and chasim abeis. The Ave Nezer and Tshuvas has a comment in one place. The yisod just follows. The yisod is as follows. What's the problem of Shinei Mara? So there are achronim that essentially suggest the following. Avinezer again, the brisket rav in a bit of a different way. Again, more Avinezer, hard tzviv, tzviv frank, tshuva. The problem of Shinei Mara, you did not make the water problematic. You didn't make the water problematic. But atzmuso, it's still really a mikvah. It's still really a mikvah with kosher water. But there's a din that Shinei Mara, if it looks like that, that creates a problem, the way some achronim say it. It's even more of a problem in the Maisa Tevila itself. You can't be tovel in a mikvah that looks like that, but it's still kosher water. It's still kosher water. And now it's still kosher water, it's really has still a din mikvah in it. Just it's a kosher mikvah with kosher water with a problematic color. Therefore, even if I have Arba Imsa'a, if I put it in, that creates a problem because it doesn't matter. It's a kosher mikvah. It's a kosher mikvah. It has the wrong color. That's Shinei Mara. But how do you get rid of Shinei Mara? I don't have to get that fancy. I don't have to change the chefts at all. It's good mayim and good mikvah. As long as you get rid of the color by adding in more water, you're totally, totally good to go. This may be in contrast to mayim she'uvin. We saw different lumdas in mayim she'uvin. But it's possible that with mayim she'uvin, that's actually problematic water. Problematic water. So, when I add it on to a pre-existing mikvah, we don't really care. Because if you have our bar mitzvah of kosher water, that's all good. The extra mayim she'uvin water doesn't ruin it. But if I have a problem of mayim she'uvin, it's going to be much more complicated to fix. Because this is called fixing problematic water. So I'm going to have to get into these tricks called hashaka, called hamshaka, these tricks of like mixing it up and doing something, lechora, to alter the heftza of water, to make it a kind of mikvah which is smoother and easier and really considered to be good water. We therefore learned three things this evening. We learned the following. There is a psul called Shinei Mara. if the mikveh looks a little bit different, something else spills in, we'll see how this comes up, hopefully. But if something comes in and you have shilas sometimes, so what's considered to be a problematic color, what's not? So first, is it a psul d'oraisa, psul d'rabbanan, looks like shonim. Secondly, shunimara, if it comes mi ochel, is that a problem or not? Certainly wine is a problem, the baskets are good. The Mishras Yaakov's Chiddush of if it changes water because it's heated up a lot, that's a problem. Piskei Tshuva, it's a chumra, I don't buy it at all. No different than any water which changes color, it's not a problem. Maybe totally on the rive it a little bit, it's all Gzir Derbanan, Charmashka, here you won't confuse it. And then we saw a bit of a, that Shinei Mara is interesting in Zach status, in many ways different than the Psul of Mayim She'uvin, where it seems to be that it really is good water, really is kosher mikvah. So then if it looks bad, then it looks bad. But as long as I remove that, as long as I remove the way it looks, that's going to be okay. But as long as it's there, that's going to be a problem, irrespective of how much there really is. That's an overview of elements of the psul of Shinoi Mara, of what the halacha is when it looks problematic. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.